Do you have more than one creative passion? If you're a multi-passionate creative, today's episode will give you tools to balance and find time for all the passions in your life. Welcome to Unleash Your Inner Creative Minisodes. My name is Lauren LaGrasso. I'm an award-winning podcast host, producer, and creative coach. And every day this week, I am coming on the pod to give you bite-sized Unleash episodes. Each show will contain actionable advice about creativity, working toward your dreams, and self-development. They are full of tools that you can implement in your life immediately. So let's get to it. Today's topic, something I have talked about at length, is how to balance being a multi-passionate creative. Now, this topic came to us from one of our dear, sweet creative cuties, one of our gorgeous listeners who wanted to know how to balance everything. It's a constant process. I'm not going to lie. Like, I am always trying to reconfigure this piece in my life, but I do have a way of doing this, and I've actually taught a long class about it, an hour-long class. If you're interested in something like that, write to me on Instagram or leave a rating and review and tell us. I'd love to know if this is something that you want to hear in a longer format, but we'll go through the quick and dirty today. For today's episode, I'm giving you a lot of tools, like very actionable tools. So I want to make sure you have a pen and paper or that you can write in your notes app on your phone. You're going to be wanting to take notes and then pause the episode and keep going back and forth between your notes and pausing because you're going to be doing some journaling work while you listen. So when you have more than one passion, as I do, guilty as charged, these are the steps that you can take to figure out how much time to spend on each thing. So, number one, you want to name and claim your passions. Write out a full list of everything that you do creatively and everything you want to do. Then after that, you're going to look at the list and you're going to ask yourself, how do I feel about each item? Is there anything on the list that I actually don't love that much anymore? I mean, sometimes we outgrow our dreams and we're just so in the grind of doing it that we don't even realize it doesn't bring us joy anymore. So really look at each item on the list and make sure that they still resonate and serve you. Then look and ask, is there anything I want to add? Is there anything I loved when I was little that I've been pushing down? Anything I've been seeing other people do that I've been feeling like a pull of jealousy toward that actually it's informing me that I want that in my life? Think of those things, then add that to the list, okay? Then you're going to go through, once you have your list of creative passions that you want to have in your life, you're going to find your creative percentages. Now, this is a method that I discovered on a coaching episode I did on this podcast where I coached an incredible woman named Caroline Stokes. She's a visual artist, a singer-songwriter, and a comedian. And she was trying to figure out how to balance everything in her life. And I was talking with her, and then all of a sudden these percentages started coming to my mind about how much time she should spend on her comedy, how much time she should spend on her painting, how much time she should spend on her music. And it kind of came out of nowhere, but it made sense, and she implemented it, and now she's got a completely different, amazing life where she's spending most of her time on her painting and then her musical comedy. But at that point in her life, she wasn't doing music at all. Painting was a smaller part of her life. So these creative percentages really work when you work them. So you're going to look at your full list of creative passions that you have written out. Then you're going to feel into your body and you're going to ask yourself, where does my creative energy belong? And you're not going to like think, okay, well, acting is the first thing on the list, so that's the one I need to look at first. No. Let your intuition tell you which one comes up first, and it might surprise you. So see which part of your creative identity comes up first, and then ask how much creative energy should you put there. See what percentage your higher wisdom tells you. Once you get a number for that, you're going to write it down, and then you're going to go through every single one on your list, and you should start to see, as you ask yourself these questions, percentages for each one. So for me, when I did this, the first one I saw was music that came up at 20%. And then I kept going through each thing on my list. So the next thing that came up for me was podcasting. That was at 30%. And that makes sense. I make most of my living from podcast hosting, producing, and coaching. And then the next that came up were my business endeavors. That was 15%. So on and so forth. Go through your list. Really feel into yourself. Don't judge yourself. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. But somehow I'm telling you, every time I've done this, either for a client or for myself, I'm not a math person. I get in my head about math. Every single time it is added up to 100%. The other thing I want you to know too is you could have a floating percentage. Like when I did mine, I had a floating 10% that could go into any of my other creative activities. But the goal is you want to look at all the creative exploits you have a percentage for each one, and then maybe a floating percentage. And together, all the things you do should add up to 100%. That's going to take a while, so feel free to pause, write it, and then come back. After you have your percentages, you're going to define your creative work hours. So for some of you who are in your stage of full-time creativity, that's like what you're doing all day, you're self-employed, maybe your creative work hours are like 40 hours a week or 50 hours a week. For those of us that still have full-time jobs, we're going to probably have more limited hours. So you're going to take the percentages and you're going to see, okay, like I've got 10 hours a week. So if I'm going to put 20% of my time toward music, then that means each week I am singing for 2 hours. Okay. And then those 2 hours could all be on Monday. They could be spliced apart in each day of the week, but you're going to make sure you fulfill each one. And then you're going to write it on your schedule to make sure that you are doing what you say you're going to do. I hope this makes sense because I'm going through it really fast. Like I feel like I'm doing a geometry proof right now, but hopefully this makes a little sense to you. So remember, list your creative passions, then you're going to find your creative percentages, define your creative work hours, and then based on how many hours you have a week to put into creativity, into your creative exploits, you are going to take the percentages and do that. You're going to start implementing that, okay? And again, if this interests you, I do have a course that I've taught about this. I would be glad to teach it again. It's a much longer, much more grounded process because we literally take an hour to go through my whole methodology. So if that interests you, reach out either via email, Instagram, or you can leave a rating and review and I'll get it there. Thank you so much for listening to today's mini-sode. I love you and I believe in you, and I'll talk with you tomorrow for the next mini-sode. This Unleash mini-sode was hosted and executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, edited by Rachel Fulton, with music by Liz Full. For more information on Unleash and me, follow us at Lauren LaGrasso and at Unleash Your Inner Creative on social media. If you like what you heard today, especially if you like these mini-sodes, please leave us a rating and review so we know you like them and we can start to put them into rotation. Also, these rating and reviews, I know every podcaster talks about it, but it really, really helps the show. And it's just like the greatest feeling in the world when I look and I see a new one. So if you liked it, please consider leaving one. Also, consider sharing the show with a friend. I believe in you. Talk with you tomorrow.